What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, well, well. You know, I have to add something to Rico's opinion. And it only makes me believe what he's saying a little bit more. That while it's absolutely justified and well overdue, long overdue, that Sergei gets his number retired, that it's also a, hey, don't look over here, look over there, that the team is bad. Do you know what night they're retiring Sergei's jersey?
Yep. The ultimate spice store.
Monday night. Not a week. Like, that is the ultimate let's steal a sellout move. And they got a business to run, but I'm just shooting you straight. Here's the other thing. If you want an added layer that's fun, did you see who they're playing?
Yes. That's why I said it's the ultimate spice store.
It is. You tried to lure him away 30 years ago. But, like, still, the Monday night thing, yeah. Okay. That kind of... Couldn't just make that a Saturday, could you? Monday night. David, ticket text. Not only the Sergei thing, but what are the other old bits that need to die?
I always used to love Miggy was in the best shape of his life every spring. That's from Connor. Glad it's gone, but I don't want it to come back. Tom in Flat Rock says, can we kill off January, February Izzo?
Yes.
Please.
You know what? Royalty of the show sent me a text. Caller DJ. He wants to kill off Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Jared Goff.
Is that an old bit yet? Can you say that yet? I mean, I understand it's annoying and it's a you know, a little bit tired, but I don't think it's at the level of like SOL.
It's right up there. It's right up there with grit.
A little, yeah, for sure.
Well, it happened in last night's Tiger game. Again, they did the chant again.
Can I also add one as a not Michigan State fan, as a neutral observer of the rivalry of Michigan State?
Sure.
Add little brother. If I hear the words little brother come out of anybody's mouth again, I think it's ridiculous.
You're going to hit us with a pillow?
Yeah, I will hit you with the biggest down feather pillow I can find.
Thank you.
Is that your thoughts as a married man now?
As a married man, let me tell you boys something. Those are my thoughts.
Speaking of that, someone says, I'm an MSU fan, but the term Spartan dogs drives me nuts. It's an old bit that needs to go.
What about the woodshed? See, no one even knows that one. That's like a program thing. And by the way, you're not good enough to call it anything other than a toilet bowl.
Not the deep end.
Definitely not.
Someone says, now that Fedorov gets his jersey retired, can we now get rid of Isaiah Thomas not making the 92 Olympic team? Old bit, get over it, from Dan in Trenton.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with it. Let's go to Harrison to lead the show off. Harrison, how you doing, buddy?
Good. You guys have brought up some good ones, but I want to bring up one that I know Mike will be very appreciative of.
Okay.
32 Spartans, 21 Michigan. That one in touchdown MSU, George, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, George. George,
the game's been over for 3 days.
George, we wrapped the post game by the time you said touchdown MSU. Rico's in Williamston. Yeah, Harrison, I'm absolutely with you.
The wheel teaming.
At the 10, at the 5. What do you mean at the 5? I hear the band playing. All right.
Oh, no, no. Nothing is funnier than trouble with the snap. And Strayhorn is already celebrating. He's like, yeah, he's at the 20. He's like, yeah, he scored. Thanks. Thanks for giving it away, Jason.
Rico, when you, in crosstalk, when you brought up the Fedorov thing, I almost did a comedy fall reaching for my phone because I've been fired up about this all day. Mm-hmm. It's not just the distraction from that the team is bad. Mike started to approach it in the last segment with they're trying to steal a sellout. If you start looking at some of the message boards with the season ticket holders, you're seeing stuff like the box office is going to start at $200 to get in. $200, I love the NHL. $200 for a Monday night regular season NHL game is robbery. Absolute robbery. And it's the thing that gets me the most is it's Chris Ilitch and the Ilitch's ego drag this out so long, and now he's going to financially benefit from it. and he's done it in the way that he can most financially benefit. It's so disingenuous in so many ways, and I'm happy for Sergey. It needed to happen, but like, it's so beyond disingenuous and transparent what they're doing.
Well, and Harrison, let me add to it, because I think it's important. I think you make a good point, but you can't stop with local ownership. This is all sports. This is where sports has crossed the rainbow bridge into vomit land. Nothing feels real anymore.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Everything's a grift. When the NFL is charging the military to honor the military, we've kind of lost ourselves a little bit.
It's like when I said right before the show, I'm like, hey, Mike, your team just got sold. Finally, the Celtics, $6.1 billion. You're like, it doesn't even feel real. Yeah, can they expect the price to go up to $7.8 by 2028.
Right, because all this is now is a piece of a private equity portfolio. It's not even real anymore. You have private equity buying college football programs. Is it still a school? No. So look, I'm with Harrison there. My only point is, it's not one owner, it's seemingly all owners. Everything's a grift all the time. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, okay, Sergey's getting it done. Here's the problem. The passion for Sergey's jersey getting retired died over 10 years ago.
I was about to say, about 10 years ago, it got to the point where it was just never going to happen.
Right. If you were a big-time fan in the late 90s, Sergey's prime, and you were passionate about, hey, it ended poorly, and I know he took less money to go to Anaheim. All of the hard feelings with Mr. I, fine. You're probably in your 60s now, if not older. How much true passion do you have for something that happened 25 years ago?
Yeah, and that's just it. It was like, for a while, it's like, you know, Lou Whitaker not going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, the old bit. Dead. Enough. No.
After a while, you know what?
It's okay, just not time happen, out. Lou. We just had a caller hang up, and he was next. And I got to tell you what his idea is. And I think he's spot on, and I'm willing to take the slander. Ready? Mm-hmm. He was calling up to say the Lions song, Forward Down the Field.
That's come through the text a
Can
ton.
It. I want that song dead. You know what?
But it's in commercials now.
No. That song is what loser teams do. You're too good for it. No.
You got a song.
Who?
The Giants.
No one knows it. We last played it in 1930. In this town, people love that crap. That old bit needs to go. I stand by it.
Boys, I have a confession to make.
You like the song, don't you?
I like the song.
You're a loser.
Thank you.
Why don't you get a hard hat? Go to hell.
Because that means that the Lions just scored. And now,
yeah,
Mike,
yeah.
With the
Remember
touchdown
all the years
play?
They were down 30 and then they'd fire up the band?
Right, but now they run, they run the touchdown play. So
That's right up there with the Roy Williams first down. We're still down by 20.
38-13, 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Roy just got a first down.
That was my whole childhood of Lions fandom. It's first down, we're down by 20.
That's why I hate the college kids now. Watching college football, you got some idiot from Mississippi State down by 50 against Georgia, and here he is air humping after a 6-yard catch. What are we doing here?
Not a big fan of Forward Down the Field.
No, I hate it. I've always hated it.
But guys, that means my team just scored.
We weren't aware.
No, it doesn't, because they do it after field goals.
You know what, David? Maybe we need to get one of those, a cameo for Mike for his birthday.
No, you know what
his
I don't?
His own version of Forward Down.
No, because here's what I don't like about it. It also features like a backing band. It's not like they hit a button and Fly Eagles Fly comes on. You have a...
It's their own in-house band and singer.
It's awful. All of it. Right. It's ridiculous.
Well, at least they got rid of the toilet bowl flush. Remember whenever they was like a big play or third down?
Yeah.
And they would hit the roar, but it sounded like a toilet flushing.
It was the opposite of Penn State.
Right.
It was a, yeah, exactly. 248-539-9797. What other old bits have to die? Where do you come in on Sergey getting his number retired? Do you feel like you're getting a little game run on you there? And yeah, we'll get to Lions stuff a little later in the day, because let's face it, you Lions fans are afraid to get out of bed. You're curled up in the fetal position based. Yeah, that's right. You're worried that Jaden Daniels is going to come to town and sex you up again. You let us know when you're ready to talk about your team. Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day. So just did the Big 12 preview for Cash the Ticket. Don't bet until the 26th. All the futures and the win totals, you know, the I know Rico hates these, the conference exactas.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.